Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Hey, welcome to Karma Cafe. Call us up with your problems, or you can just put people on blast today. Yes, I don't know what's going on with DJ E-Monster, but all I'm getting is clicking from here. But the Monstars are here, and we're ready to get this conversation going on. Today's a hot one. Y'all know what's going on in Minneapolis. That's what we're really talking about. And it's about this rioting and looting and all the things that's going on that's, you know, getting people just like, ooh, needing to call in and definitely need to woo stop. So with that being said, I'm about to open up this line right here for E-Monster. Let's see. Hello? You there?
Hello? Hello?
All right. I don't know what was going down, sir. What was going down?
What was going down? I don't have...
And you in, it was like click, 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 click. Didn't want you in, sir.
Okay, then. What's good, Karma Cafe? Trying to help y'all keep from getting 30 days. Yeah, the city is lit right now. It is full-fledged rioting out there, and it looks like it's not really letting up. There's still a lot of people out there. It's serious. It's not a joke, as you all can tell from last night. Every time it's like, every day it's something new. You go to sleep, it's one thing. You wake up in the morning, it's a whole nother world. So, yeah. So I'm hoping a lot of people can call in and let us know from that actually was there. You know what I mean? That was actually out there. How to say it, 10 toes in the dirt. And tell us some things that's going on. Because there was something that went around. Sometimes things I want to talk about, I don't say too much. And it's something that I wanted to talk about that I did see. If you guys don't know, you guys heard about this guy in all black with the umbrella and the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's going to be a hot show tonight. A lot of things to talk about. That's all I'm going to say. Or something real from the Twin Cities. If nothing else. Woo-star. Woo-star. But sometimes do we need the woo-star? Or is what's happening what really is going to bring some change?
Oh.
Right.
I mean, I think tonight we're both going to probably have different views tonight. And it's going to be interesting to hear. Definitely call us in. You know, definitely. It's going to be definitely to hear how we feel. You speaking as a male and me speaking as a female, because, I mean, we are really going to see it differently. You know what I mean? But I can't wait to get this conversation going on. And it's all the news, all the who's bumping who, who's bumping fat, is definitely about what's going on. But I can't wait to, you know, dig deep and dig deep on this situation. And then this, man, I couldn't wait till tonight. I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy that we have a platform of the radio, you know, to say how we feel. And it touches just us, but it touches the masses of people who listen to us daily. So they can be connected to Minneapolis, because this is where we're, you know, where we are live from. You know what I'm saying? And we are understanding and we're feeling the people now. So, man, I can't wait for the Karma Cafe Wusa conversation. Whew.
Right. So, all right. Give them something to Wusa about, because it's about releasing the stress so you don't get 30 days. Because you could easily get 30 days today if you were in the Twin Cities. It won't be hard. So, all right, check it out. This right here is Black Eyed Peas. I think this kind of fits right now. It's unbelievable. To help y'all, Wusa, this is called Ring the Alarm.
Yeah.
Monster U.S. Radio Podcast, Comic Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass deserves. Even if it is a woo-sign and a bit.
I'm a motherfucking conscious. The whole world right now is fucking bonkers. The internet is the brand new conqueror. So watch out for the motherfucking monsters. Yikes. The trolls are the taunters. Whoever controls the data got the answers. They the one that got the code to the launcher. And they be having dinner with the Pope and the mobsters. They know the cure for the cancer. Cure for the AIDS and they probably kill the Panthers. Put us in the cage, got us living like hamsters. Put us in the dark, but I got me a lantern. Open up my third eye, then I illuminate. Really got a bird eye view, wanna elevate. No Illuminati, baby, I'm God body. The rapture like Blondie, waking up a zombie.
Wake up, wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm. Wake up, sound the alarm.
Knowledge is king. Know thyself and you can do anything. Know thyself and you can shine like bling. Know thyself and you the king of the ring, huh? But they don't teach kids nothing. All they know is I'll pass sugar in their muffin. They don't know division, won't add to nothing. Send them off to prison when you know they did nothing.
He in the streets cause he always cutting. The teacher ain't teaching him nothing. All they do is stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him.
Stuffing him with stuff he can't use. Crack, that's what he know to do. His daddy was a hustler, so he hustled too. And that's why you see the little killer in the news. It's kinda like they got us in the trap. It's kinda like they knowing how we act. I'll be like, fuck your fucking laboratory. I am not a rat. I am light, I am God, body wise is a fact. Wait,
wake up, wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm.
Wake up,
sound the alarm.
Karma Cafe. We talk politics, community issues, and things of that nature. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, we do got your spoken word tonight. Looks like we got people calling in already. We even got somebody press one ready to talk with us already. So, what you want to do tonight? I mean, I know you still got your spoken word, which I really, really want to hear tonight. Do we want to, are you going to do your opening? How are we going to do it tonight?
You know what? I'm just going to go into it because, the spoken word speaks on what we're going to talk about tonight. And then let's just get on in. You ready? Let's just jump on in. Today's my book anniversary for the Solo Me Speaks. This was out the first book, hot off the presses, and it's called No Justice, No Peace. And it's for what's going on right now. We say no justice, no peace. And our black kingdom lives are dying in the streets. We say no justice, no peace. The cops keep constantly shooting our black skin. We say no justice, no peace, but we have the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cops killing the black man. And we say black lives matter. That's what we constantly speak. Instead of saying, let's rise up together in these streets, support and create a bond so we can take over these streets through strong black-owned businesses. Aren't you tired? Aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of seeing our legacy and generations dying in these streets? I'm going to say it again. We say no justice, no peace. Our black kingdom lives are dying in the streets. We say no justice, no peace. The cops keep killing our black skin. Put the guns down. Violence is on the rise, but I'm not surprised. There is violence stirring up in the man's heart. No loyalty that exists. Every man for himself is the new normal. We say no justice, no peace, but we have the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cop killing the black man, and we say black lives matter. That's what we constantly speak. We need a higher power taking over these streets. I'm going to say it again. We say no justice, no peace, and our black kingdom lives are dying in the streets. We say no justice, no peace. The cop keeps constantly shooting our black skin. We keep saying rise up and be a nation that is equal with equality, but look at the streets. Kids killing each other. We are fighting and talking about each other. Booty shaking and side chicks is the narrative that we see. We say no justice, no peace, but we have the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cop killing the black man, and we say black lives matter. That's what we constantly speak. Put the guns down. Grab a book. Let's be a nation of knowledge, not of illiteracy. How are we going to get to the right? Can I rely on you to have my back? How are we going to move forward? How can we get past the black man killing the black man and the white man killing the black man and the cops killing the black man, and we say black lives matter, that what we constantly speak? We can no longer compromise with the lies that lie in the streets. I will give you a second to think about it. Peace. I can't breathe.
Deep. Deep. Okay, tell me again where they can find you and where they can purchase, and find some more stuff, material from you.
SolomonSpeaks.com. Once again, that's SolomonSpeaks.com.
There it is. So, don't forget, you can also call in Woosah. We'd like to get some people who's actually been down to the protest, if you can. I'm about to open up the lines here in a little bit. We still got a Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, 563-999-3411, Carmen Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus. So we'll even DoorDash it to you, but your ass will be served what you deserve. Okay, unbelievable. What we got for the entertainment news? We had a caller. They pressed 1. They're not there anymore. I don't know if they got disconnected or not, but hopefully they'll call back, and we'll get the line open right away. So what we got until somebody else calls in?
We got Colin Kaepernick talking about the situation that's happened. We got Representative Maxine Waters talking about what has happened. We got a knife-wielding lady who was at the looting last night. We got a teen situation that happened in Texas that is popping back up. We got the U of M speaking. We got the president talking. And we got no charges yet. And we're going to talk about what the protesters were doing here in Minnesota. So all about George.
Okay. So where are we going to start it off?
Well, you know what? Let's start it off with what the U of M wants to do. So the U of M of Minnesota won't use Minneapolis PD at football games after George Floyd's death. The university says they will no longer use the Minneapolis Public Department to work securities at football games or any other larger events. This after the horrific killing of George Floyd. University president said the decision in a letter to students, faculty, and staff. He says their hearts are broken after watching the appalling video capturing the actions of the Minneapolis Police Department. He also wrote, immediate changes regarding our relationship with MPD is happening fast. The president says no longer will they use a contract with the Department of Minneapolis Police Department for additional law support. He says, secondly, the police chief is no longer using the K-9 unit at all. He said he's outraged and grief-stricken over the Floyd killing. He said he do not have words to express his pain and anger, and he knows that many of the community share those feelings, but also fear for their own safety. This will not stand. He said they will have some relationship with MPD, but they will be limited on collaborations with joint patrols and investigations directly to enhance the safety of the community that will allow them to only investigate and apprehend those of the students who are at risk and who they feel that are at risk. He said he's overwhelmed with the sadness and demands for accountability and justice. He said the campus is a part of the community in which they reside. He said university staff, students, and faculty, day-to-day life is part of the community, and they are feeling this pain and heartache. His heart is heavy. He said, let our voices be heard, and please take care.
That's deep.
That's a huge contract. A huge contract.
Right. That's deep. And honestly, I shouldn't be surprised. I am, but I shouldn't be surprised because that's what colleges are supposed to do. Colleges are supposed to be like the forefront runners for fighting against justice and equality because they're supposed to be that whole educated forum. You know what I mean? So I think that's a beautiful thing that they're saying, okay, I see what y'all are doing. If that's what y'all going to do, we're not giving none of our money to y'all. We're not going to have y'all do this. We're not going to lie because that's a lot of money to them. That's thousands and thousands of dollars the police department just lost because of those people that did that heinous act. You know, I had some other words to call them, but we're going to be nice right quick. Them people that did that heinous act. These are the type of things that should happen compared to, you know, other things that happened in the past. Seems like it wasn't much. That's a great thing. Now, I'm going to ask you if you have this on there because we're talking about people stepping out in the forefront and doing what we believe is right. Do you have something in there on the mayor of Minneapolis?
We talked a little bit about it yesterday when he came on and he said he wants him to be charged.
Yeah.
Without seeing the video. Yeah, we talked upon that yesterday. But we could definitely.
Okay, but I'm talking about
talk.
Today. Is it in your? I'm talking about. Is it in your arsenal tonight?
Tonight
no.
We have
no
charges yet for the
right. Okay.
DA.
All right. Well, so, I just wanted to say I think it's really tough that the mayor of Minneapolis stepped out there. One of the things that's hard to get is a mayor or people like that, and that's why when you see people like this do this, you really have to look at the heroism and what they're doing. For the mayor to come out and say, you know, what he said, you know, he even slammed the police department, the officers, so on and so forth. Usually the mayor is trying to back up and you know what I mean? Those type of things, they try to stand by, but this mayor came out and said, I think that's from what I've seen, that's murder. That's wrong. And that's big of him to step out there and do that.
Well, the governor said that
to me,
too.
That's a hero.
Our governor and our mayor and the governor of St. Paul, they're all saying the same thing. Like, it's amazing how this time they took a stand and said, I'm with you guys. This one hurt. This is not following protocol. Everyone has said this is not following the protocol. Like, this wasn't mm-hmm. something that should have been done. And they're all, like, rallying behind each other and saying, I agree with you, I agree with you, I agree with you. So there's not going to be that, oh, I think I'm on the fence, but I'm not on the fence. No, they're all in conjunction with each other. But now what's going to happen is, how fast are they going to get charged is our thing.
Simple. Mm-hmm.
And you guys got to remember, we want them to go to jail so fast, but they got a union that covers them. I'm in a union that covers me. He's in a union that covers him. So if they are swift to put them in jail, it can mess up completely how things are going to be done. So it's like they have to make sure, meticulously make sure that they're covering all bases and angles, so their union won't say, you didn't follow that, you didn't follow that, you didn't follow that, you didn't follow that. And that's what people are failing to understand. The union is strong for the police department. But it's good to see that the mayor said, oh, no, we about to get you. The governor said, oh, no, we're about to get you. The mayor in St. Paul, oh, no, we're about to get you. So that's a good thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, they let them do this, they let them do that. I think a lot of the people who've been elected in the state right now are really great, or I should say are really working their motherfucking job. That's what I'm going to say. They really working their motherfucking job. The people running in Minnesota, right, they're not going for that bullshit. We got some of the right people in position now to make great decisions for the people of Minnesota. Are they A1? I don't know. I can't tell you that, but I'm just saying right now, I think between governors, representative states, the officials, I think we got a nice squad of elected officials right now, and I don't think this is going to go like how all the other ones went. I think this one, I think we're going to get something good on this one. I can't predict it, but I'm just saying mm-hmm. from the position that I see, I think, I don't want to say we're going to get justice, but I think we're going to get more out of it than what you call it. But yeah, they already talking about whether it could be first degree, second degree murder. And from how they're putting it out there, I'm going to put it out there from how it was explained to me here a little bit later in the show of how he may not catch a murder charge. Boop. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, technicalities is a motherfucker. That's all I'm going to say. Technicalities mm-hmm. is a motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, they're fired, which is a good thing. And even Amy Klobuchar, she's talking. All our representatives from Minnesota is talking. And they're all talking the same thing. But they understand the underlying racism and good old boys club that they have to go through. See, we don't understand the depth of the good old boys club that's going on with the police department. But the white folks, I'm sorry, y'all, but the white folks that are in office, they understand it. See, they understand. They know of it. They lived it. They probably was them at a time, and now they want to make a change. Now they're saying, okay, this is wrong. But of course, I'm going to read this. George, there's no charges yet. And the feds and the DAC said, hey, it was patience. Calm down. They said they're not ready to charge anybody yet. The point of the news conference today was pointless to me, but they were talking and asking them to end the violence and to end the violent protest. They're saying they're disturbed by the loss of the life, and this is their top priority, coming from President Trump and Attorney General. She was like, it breaks her heart to see the riots and the looting, and pleading with the public to remain calm and let them conduct their investigation, because if they continue to loot and riot, it keeps them from having a full-on investigation for them to talk with the police and do whatever they need to do because they're trying to calm the people down. She's asking and encouraging for a peaceful protest. She says she's not taking it away because that's part of our amendment, but can we be peaceful? And then they're asking for more information to come forward. No tip is too small. They want more video. They want more. They want all kinds of stuff. They want more video. They said, we want to know what you know. Because they said they seen the pressing of the knee on his back, but some of the video that the police have has been tampered with already. The evidence does not warrant the criminal crime just yet. And they strongly imply that they want to get it right and they want everything to stick because they know if it don't, hell is going to break loose and they want justice to be done. So they're trying to figure out how and what else they can use to bring justice and for criminal charges to be filed. I'm going to read you what Congressman Maxine Waters said, and she was saying how that's appalling that they're saying that. She thinks his killing, officers wake up thinking, I'm going to get me one today, and that's how she thought that the officer felt with this officer, this Minneapolis cop. He said, so she's like, for several minutes, you can actually see in the video, she thinks that he's enjoyed doing it. She took a step further with a theory about what goes on through the mind of a rogue police officer. She says it's the cop out for blood. They don't care about the citizen. They're not caring about who's witnessing. They're not caring who's recording it. And they're seeing that they're killing him slowly. The officer's involved. She's not letting them off the hook criminally either. The Congress says that the police and white supremacists who think they can get away with killing black people feel empowered because of the dog whistling from President Trump. In a sobering commentary, she explains how the justice system has repeatedly failed millions of citizens, which makes it increasingly important to have a video that they can't refute when crimes like this occur. So that's why they're asking for more and more and more video.
Right, yeah. Like, that thing about social media today, everybody talks about it. And, you know, I totally agree with it. It's like the instant form of news. It does have its bad part where bad things and false information can be put out there, but it can expose the real. Global time, it can spread around the globe in 24 hours. Where before it had to go through channels. If it didn't have a platform for it, it wasn't going to be heard. Unless it was some pirate. If you wasn't having access to the pirate, by the time the pirate message got to you, it could have been 10 years old. The revolution could have started and had folded. Or something could start. Yes. The whole world had that changed by the time it got to you. You did. But to now, yes. In today's age, I know we always talk about, oh, when they was fighting and all at the party, why are you recording it on your phone and blah, 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 blah. But it's a form of information that can get out there and inform the world in a situation like this. Because there's some things on there that I've seen that I'm like, I'm glad somebody was out there with their little camera filming that, because the average person doesn't recognize what they see when they see this. But, you know, me and my little conspiracy theory and investigation ass, I see what I know what I'm looking at. So I think it's a great thing with the, you know, everybody getting the information out there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, information is power. The more you have and the more it is, you know, backing up what we saw as truth, definitely helps, you know, convict the officers. And like I said, the technicality part of it is the excessive force and was he resisting arrest. Now, if they can prove that he wasn't resisting arrest through different people's cameras, then maybe they can get an arrest. But once again, through unions and technicalities, just understand there's a possibility, a strong possibility that he can get off. But once again, my question is, what's the bigger question here that hopefully the government, the representatives, the president, all of us can have this conversation of what's next and how are you going to stop these police officers from killing the black
mm-hmm.
people?
Like, right,
okay,
right.
Once again, we're back here, okay? Minnesota is back here. You know, Mr. Clark, Jamal Clark was our last person who, you know, passed away by the police officers. And how we went about that was peaceful. You know, we sat at the 4th precinct. We blocked off stuff. We protested. We kept it civil. We didn't burn nothing down. We didn't tear nothing up. We may have, you know, do maybe a couple chairs and or, you know, hit a few windows. But we kept it cordial. We kept it peaceful to say, hey, you know, this was wrong. Now, they're like, that wasn't enough. Here we go again. So is our protesting and burning stuff down and looting making
well,
a difference yet again? Yes.
Yeah, well, right. Well, again, you know, I guess it kind of goes into what I was going to talk about there coming up. And I guess we don't have much time, so I guess I'll squeeze it in here while I can. And this also happened over at the precinct. I don't know if this is the one incident you was talking about as well, but there was an incident that was, I believe it's 4th Street. It could be one, it could be 5th Precinct. I'm not, can't quite remember the one that was on Plymouth Avenue.
Yeah,
when the police shot.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Him. I don't know if you remember, but there was an incident that happened at that protest where some white guys got into it. They got rolled. Some people jumped on top of them. They claimed that, you know, they just were attacked in the street. The mob just rolled on them, so on and so forth. Now, these are the type of things that some people, if you're knowledgeable, if you're awake, you know what's going on. There's people that are called agitators. There are people that are called agitators and are put in by the opposition to make it look like the crowd is bad so they can justify what they want to do to you. An example, you remember like the old Martin Luther King pictures, Miss Unbelievable, and you see Martin Luther King going down the street and they got the peaceful rally and they got some of them where the police were spraying people with water and they had the dogs
mm-hmm.
and they had some of the people were jumping out fighting people and blah, blah, blah. Well, come to find out, those people that were jumping out fighting people, even though they was black folk, they were agitators for the government. They
mm-hmm.
were sent down
mm-hmm.
there to make us look violent and attack the police so they could justify what they were doing. This
mm-hmm.
thing happens
mm-hmm.
over and over. Other countries do it. All kinds of governments and regimes do it. You just got to recognize it when you see it. That's what it was when the white guys got jumped over in North Minneapolis at the other precinct and the rally. What it was, come to find out afterwards, after the weeks went down, they were talking, oh, they made us look like we're so bad. Them was white supremacists, and they came down there purposely to agitate
mm-hmm.
us and make us attack them. So why? So it looks like we were bad, and we were just some ruthless, animalistic neighborhood that just didn't like white people at all. You come down there,
yep.
we're going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Again. This is what I'm talking about with this other guy. And I was going to say that before about watch out for the agitators. The agitators are the people that come down from the opposition and they try to make it look like the crowd is violent or they try to rile up the crowd to do something violent so the police can justify what they do when they do what they do to you. I know that sounds like a badass song from the 80s, but you get what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
But
would
you
not know? Did you not know that the people that they're saying has started the riots are not Minnesotans?
Partial that, and if you notice, a lot of people that are kicking shit in was not black folk neither.
No.
I'm just going to keep it 100.
Now I'm about to take it a little step further. Now tell me if you agree. Let's be real aware of this area that they're at. We're talking 38th and Lake Street. What is along 38th and Lake Street. Who is the biggest population over there on 30th and Lake Street? And what did they tear down? They tore down they looted all the places that are homeless are at.
Mm-hmm.
Where homeless are. Where homeless goes for shelter in the wintertime. Where homeless goes and gets food. Where homeless goes to get free coffee. Where homeless goes to just get away from being up underneath the tent. They roam over there in that area, and guess what? They just got taken away. Their home. Their area. And you think that that's a coincidence to burn down a building that was building shelter for our homeless and for the poor? That is the poorest area over there.
That's the building that burned down?
Absolutely. We're talking about Somalis that live in that area. We're talking about our Hispanics that live in that area. We're talking about all the people that can't afford to rebuild nowhere else. And we tearing it down? Yes, they're looting to go in and get because that's all they got. They ain't going to have it no more. Because their area, I don't condone looting. I don't condone all that. But we're talking about the area that is our population of the poor. Where they going? Because they can't come back downtown. They kicked them out after the Super Bowl. So that's the area that they designated for them.
Right. And the other homeless apartment shelter, the other homeless shelter burned down. Forgot what it was called. Remember, that was that big building down there that burnt down. That was the homeless shelter right there that burnt down.
Absolutely. So now we're taking it away. So who's down there making these decisions? Stop it. This isn't what George was standing for. This is what they decided to do. He was Minnesotan. And then now they're going over to Brooklyn Park. They're going to Rosedale. They're going to St. Paul. But they're going to the poor areas where our black people shop, where African Americans shop. They're not hitting up Maplewood. Come on. They're not hitting the places where our white counterparts live. They're hitting up the places where African Americans shop. They're hitting up the places where if we get rid of them, they know they're not going to rebuild it. They're not going to rebuild it. And if it does, you know how long it's going to take for them to rebuild that area? And what are they going to put in that area? It's not going to be back no Target. It's not going to be back no Wendy's. It's going to be some apartments that can't nobody afford.
Uh-oh.
To redo the downtown area. Because that's connected to downtown. And what are downtown, what are they doing? They're redoing downtown, and that's right off that new 35W bridge. Stop playing with me.
Ooh.
Y'all understanding? Yeah. Y'all hearing? This ain't rebuilding for the poor to go back down. This is rebuilding for the poor to go somewhere else again. You tear up St. Paul, where the Star is, the bowling alley, all those places. They've been ready to get rid of those places. They just didn't know how. Come on over here and loot. Get this out so we can continue to help our soccer field have more parking. Since y'all don't want to sell. This is all strategic, y'all. You got to understand what these people and what America and what they want and what they couldn't move, and we giving them the red light to move it. All for the sake of what? A person's life? And y'all ain't seeing. Y'all missing it again. They running off with TVs and clothes. And talk about free.
Apparently, some of them getting shot.
You saying that George's life is worth clothes and TV? That's what you're saying? Clothes and TV and some hair products? Some groceries? That's what his life is resorted to?
Yeah, but
really?
It's only some people in the protest. It's not the whole protesters, though. So let's not try to make it seem like it's that only thing people is out there doing.
But that's what the looting, that's what the looting that they're doing. That's what they're going into these stores and doing. They're not going in the stores to do anything but grab that kind of stuff.
But I doubt it if that's like the heat of the protesters. I think that's going to be more just opportunist people out there just trying to take advantage of a situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think the media, the major media, mainstream media is using that as a tool, again, to try to seem like everybody down there is wilding out. Everybody's doing that bullshit because, like, a lot of people, they don't know. There was people down there trying to stop people from looting
mm-hmm.
out of the Target, the other places. I seen the one with the lady. Oh, they did her dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. She was brave. Yeah. So she's a hero. That's what a hero is. A hero will go into a situation they know they may not come out of. They'll go in a situation and try to make a difference.
She was stabbing people with a knife, man.
She was my hero until they doused her ass with that fire extinguisher. It's like, fuck your handicap. Get your back
they
the fuck up.
Was,
your,
yeah.
Your
said,
tires
are
hurting my toes. Yeah. I was like, oh, they did her bad. But she was trying to kick them and shit. Do. She was vigilant.
She was vigilant.
I don't know. I wanted to say Batman's auntie or something. I don't know. But she gave up a nice little fight. So they doused her ass. But how can you fight a mob in a wheelchair? She was my hero. I'm just saying, man. Some of them store people out there, I believe there's a guy, I don't know if they probably let him go by now, but he was in custody. I don't know if you guys heard about, because like I said, you can go to bed at 9, wake up 9 the next day, and it's a whole nother world down there. But you heard about the whole thing with people getting hurt and the one guy that died so far. I mean, I don't know any updates since the last time I heard it. But apparently the guy that died that was shot when they were talking about gunfire and stuff down there. Now, if you were somebody on the outskirts and you think you're going to go down there, because apparently this is like some type of event. Some people say, I'm going down to the protest. The guy that was shot with some of the gunfire is the owners of these stores protecting their shit.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? The dude that was shot, he was shot by an owner. I don't know if it was a pawn shop owner, somebody, but that's the one who killed him. They was about to loot the establishment, and the owner was like, not this one. Nah.
I wasn't here no more. Was over there cause they was over there by Cadillac Pond. I wonder if that was the kind of like pine dude.
If it was the one where he stretched dude out in the street, that was it. But yeah.
They didn't say it was a pine shop. But yeah, they was over there by Cadillac Pond. And you know Cadillac Pond don't play that. They got a commercial with a Jeep walking in there. I'm just saying with the gold teeth and Cadillac Pond, you best to recognize who lived here, whose spot this is. But did you hear that Cup Food? Mm. They didn't burn that down because the gang members was protecting them?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so you already know when the gang members protect the store that the person was shot at. You know what that mean, right? This our front.
What? Oh.
This is where we sell our. This is where we get out. This is where we sell our weed, bro.
Stop it, Tekashi.
This is our import and export.
So it's definitely crazy out there. It hasn't let up. There's people out there now. I heard Mad Dads mm-hmm. was out there trying to talk to people. Because like I said, a lot of that stuff with those people, a lot of them, I don't think they were actual protesters.
Nope.
I think they were just people there taking advantage of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their opportunity and they took it. So, yep. But like I said, I don't know if you've seen the thing about the, like I said earlier, the guy with the umbrella, the all black, and he has this mask, like I said, an agitator. He was the one, they got on camera, he was the one, he was going to bust in the windows out on the AutoZone, those type of things. And what I like about it was, and see, this is what I'm saying, people got to pay attention to what's going on, because some people started to notice what he was doing, and something wasn't right with the dude, so they started asking him, are you the police? Because why are you coming down here tearing up shit? We trying to be peaceful. Why are you destroying things? It's like you're rallying people up to, and he tries to dip off before, you know what I mean? Tries to dip off out of sight and all this extra shit. So, like I'm saying, like if you've seen the guy, please call us up. Let us know what you got. There's other footage that I've seen as well. It's like, are you guys trying to agitate the people to fight or what? But yeah,
well,
but if you're going to go down and you're out there, just be careful.
They think he's a cop. They think he's a St. Paul cop.
Right.
And they said they think he was just there once again to just be there to start
agitate,
stuff.
Rally
agitate,
up.
Agitate, rally up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, so you know they've okayed for the National Guards to come in. Well, you know, Hayden. Representative Hayden was like, that's a bad idea because that's another form of government, you know, authority. And, you know, and he was like, right now we don't need another form of authority coming in and telling us, you know, what we can and cannot do. And they're saying the backlash that will happen from them coming in. And I'm like, we don't need the National Guard to come in. Like, for real. We don't need the National Guard to come in because they're not coming in to be like, oh, hey, I need you guys to move. Oh, hey, move it along. No, they gonna come in and shoot you, tear gas you, all that stuff. It's not gonna be a happy camper when the National Guards come in. And yes, it's gonna be another form of authority saying, I'm about to shut you down with violence. So it's going to be violence on top of violence when the National Guard. So they're saying it may take a minute, you know, to put them all together. But when they get here, yeah, that's not.
Well, shit, to be honest, I don't know. That might be a good thing, National Guard coming. Because from what I've heard in the past, they got certain protocol that they got to live by. You dig? When they're out doing what they do, like, even the military, the Army dudes, Marines, Air Force, all of them, they got certain criteria that they have to stand by when they engage with people, period. And by the police standards, they got more, I don't know what you want to say, a better training, better tactics than the average police. Because if you go by the military type rules of engagement, that would have never happened with the standing on his neck, can't breathe, all that.
Yeah.
Military code, that's not permittable. You dig? There wouldn't
it's
have been them other three.
Regular.
Them other people they say were standing around watching. No, they would have hemmed them up. They'd have been like, no, you're going to get us all court martialed. Nuh-uh, not on my watch.
True.
We'll beat your ass.
But did you hear Colin Kaepernick is talking? And he said it's time for a revolution, supports violent protest. So I'm like, you don't live here. Like, you don't live here. But he said when civility leads to death, revolting is the only logical reaction. The cries for peace will rain down, and when they do, they will land on deaf ears because your violence has brought this resistance. We have the right to fight back. Rest in power, George Floyd. I get it, Colin, but you don't live here. How about that? Are you going to come and build up the places that they burned down? I'm just saying, I know you get money here, but how much more money are you going to give?
Yeah. That's one of the things I'd be thinking too. But it is getting a lot of spotlight from a lot of celebrities. There, Ice Cube's putting it in, and Ice Cube is almost like burn the bitch down type shit. I guess I shouldn't say that, but yeah, his is pretty NWA. You understand me? So yeah, there's a lot of celebrities. What's the they called each other twin? Who's a basketball player? I think it's Steve Jackson, something like that. Did you hear about?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a basketball fan, but the guy that the gentleman looked like, they called each other twin. I want to say mm-hmm. that his name was Steve Jackson, or something like that. Maybe Steve Smith. Look, I'm over here messing Steve's name up.
Yes.
But
just leave it at Steve, sir.
Yeah. So, apparently, like I said the other day, like, this is national news. Actually, I believe it's global. Because a lot of
it's
people
global.
Don't know, especially like London. Like, London is probably, this right here is really rampant over in London right now. If you don't know about your London brothers over there, you really need to research about brothers in London. Like, they really watch what we do. They really, really respect how, like, right now, I bet you our city got mad respect over in London right now. They got mad respect. They like to see when something ain't right, the revolt. Because over in London, man, they'll tear some shit up in a heartbeat. I mean, in a heartbeat. They will shut a whole the police precinct shut down. Like, what happened? That's what happens over there. Like, they don't play. They ain't got no guns and all that extra stuff. They don't play that.
Yeah.
So with global, you best believe the protesters in China are watching us right now. Like, yes, get your rights.
The interesting thing that's going on though, is that they're hitting everywhere. So the police can't be everywhere. And so they're like, oh my goodness, can y'all stop? Like, and you're like, they ain't gonna stop until they feel like there's an arrest going down. So it's interesting to still, like tomorrow when we come on, Friday Night Live, we're gonna still be talking about it because there's gonna be something else that has popped off, something new, and we're like, well, dang, what else? And we have they've turned off the transportation. They have turned out metro transportation. They're not turning them bad boys on until Monday. So they ain't got nowhere to. They ain't tearing up the buses. The buses, like, forget that. You ain't tearing our new buses up. No, you ain't tearing our trains up. So there is no. If you ain't got a way there by the bus, you might as well call in, because you ain't. They shut the bus system down. They turned all the banks off. They're talking about shutting Minnesota down again. We was just supposed to open up on the first. Now they're talking about, the first might not happen. What? I'm going to need y'all to go home. I'm going to need y'all to go home. But then I understand, you ain't going to go home. You know what I'm saying? The peaceful protest, I'm all down with. The violent protest, I'm not, because they're not going to rebuild. If we haven't learned anything on the fires on Plymouth, the only reason why they built Plymouth again, but they didn't build it with the community service building. They didn't build it back with the with our supermarket. They built it back with houses, and at first it wasn't houses for.
That doesn't say they never rebuilt it. That's what I'm saying. They never rebuilt Plymouth.
B100.
They never rebuilt Plymouth. Plymouth was so live. It was like Uptown.
Absolutely.
What Uptown mm-hmm. is today is what Plymouth was back in the day. That was our city. And when we burnt it down, they never rebuilt it. We never got a theater back there. They put a couple of things. Like what was it? Roller Gardens that they called it? Was it Northgate? Something like that?
Northgate. But then they took Northgate away.
Because why?
It away. As soon as they gave it to us.
Why?
They took it away.
Why? Why? Do you know why?
No.
We was tearing that motherfucker up.
Oh,
as kings.
Yeah.
You're goddamn right. It was like the right that you see now. That's how it would be when the motherfucking Roller Gardens would let out. When Northgate would let out, we'd fight from Fremont Avenue all the way to Penn. The whole fighting all the way down the street. That's why they closed down Northgate. I'm sorry to bring you to bring y'all the truth. Ooh. Like that right now. It's sensitive.
Ooh, I don't like
but
that
yeah.
truth. But you know,
yeah,
we didn't have nothing
why.
Else. We didn't have nothing else. You know,
well,
once
actually,
they took away the
actually,
way.
Actually, we did. We talking about Roller Garden Sour. It's our history. Originally, we used to go to the Roller Garden in St. Louis Park, but we got to fighting at that motherfucker, fighting on the bus, fighting downtown, and fighting on the major bus stop from the 19 to the 5.
Hey.
So
hey,
they said, we're going to stop letting y'all go to St. Louis Park. Here go to one over north, and we tore that motherfucker up, too.
But
I'm gonna quit.
But see, what had happened was, you know, that's when the gangs and all that stuff started, and we didn't understand what all that was, and that's when drugs started, you know, really popping up, and we didn't really know what that was. That's when, you know, moms was letting us out a little bit later. So literally, it wasn't like that all the time. It just built up to that. You know what I'm saying? Because there was a time where we skated and there wasn't nothing happening. And then all of a sudden, beats just started, little clicks started, and then it was over. But
right.
before we end the show soon, the team who recorded it, the video from George Floyd, she's getting a lot of online backlash. They were saying she's utterly traumatized of what she recorded. She was like, this is her first time ever seeing someone die and take their last breath. She's an African-American teenager. She doesn't understand her emotions right now. And then they're like, really like, oh, you doing this to get paid. You don't give a fuck about him. You bashing her. So she is confused about how she should go about this. She wasn't posting it for clout or attention or payoff. She was just posting it to say they did him wrong, and she was one of the witnesses. She's scared as hell because she may be called to witness against, you know, the cops. She's scared of what's going to happen with the cops coming to her. Now she's suffering from social anxiety. She's suffering from anxiety. She don't know what happened. She's pleading. She sees him pleading, and they're not helping him. So she is definitely in need of our prayers and thoughts, because right now she's not understanding why they're attacking her when all she was trying to do was bring light to what happened to that young man. And now she's having the backlash of him dying in front of her face and that being a traumatic situation in front of her now. So,
right, and that's a shame. That's a real shame. You know, that she brought the truth like that, and then she's catching that. Right now, I think what she needs right now is when we really need our soldiers, our street people, whether it be the gang members or whatever, when you need. Because honestly, that's what I used to always say. I used to always be like, yes, we need to stop the gang violence, but I never really talked about breaking down the gangs, because I know when push comes to shove, they're going to be our street soldiers. They're going to be the ones that's going to put in work for the people.
right.
And what she needs, like what I think we really needed out there the other day, hopefully they'll show up soon, is the Nation of Islam. We need Farrakhan out there.
Well,
as a leader
Panthers,
right now
coming.
Somebody need to come and be a leader and direct the protest and let help it go the way it's supposed to go, so it don't get out of hand like that. Like a lot of other people, like some of y'all other races and stuff, when y'all hear of the Nation of Islam, y'all be like, oh my God, it's structure, you damn Skippy. But then shit like that don't happen. They keep structure to it. That's what it's all about. You dig, with them, or a lot of it, it's about, you know, that's the one thing I do respect about them. If nothing else, they will come through like everybody else come through, and they're disciplined. They won't fall for the bullshit, and they're not backing down to no bullshit. So, you know what I mean? I think that's what we need out there right now. We need that powerful leader structure right now, and then it won't get chaotic, looting targets and auto zones and da da da. Now they don't took away from the whole directive. They're not even talking about George right now. They talking about the looters and targets. They got them all over the world. They got what? They trying to do it in St. Paul now. You see stuff. They got L.A. turned up now. They got that it done went away from the cause now. It's a distraction. That's what the agitators are for. Take away from the cause. Because while we talking about old protests, they don't, like I said, half of the news right now ain't even saying George no more.
Yeah, they're talking about that. And the interesting thing is, George, he did a Facebook. There's a Facebook of him actually talking, and he's talking about how he's for, you know, goodness
change.
And how he's, you know, how to change, and this is how you got to be towards the kids, and this is what you got to do. And to me, this isn't a representation of who he is. So if the parents is telling you guys, hey, stop looting, stop rioting, this ain't who he is, this ain't what he stands for, this is what he's about, wouldn't you respect that instead of you still trying to get your point and your agenda across? Like, this has stopped and hasn't become about him. It's become an agenda of someone else's. It has become an agenda of the kids and the teens who's out here looting. It's become the agenda of someone else who's not speaking and saying, hey, let's turn this thing around, because once this looting and stuff starts, who's going to stand up and say, stop? This isn't like, who's going to be like, no, cut it out? Who's going to be that strong voice to say, cut it out, stop? Who, what person can grab your attention to have this to stop? Because right now, nothing and no one that we have right here is making a dent in them stopping. Even the voice from the dead ain't stopping. Even their parents ain't stopping. Even the ones who, you know, whose parents, whose kids have went on is asking us to stop, and y'all not. So what are you going to do? Because the police already told y'all, and they're telling y'all, we might not catch you today, but we'll catch you. We going to get you, and heaven forbid if you have some warrants. Okay, so you was one of those ones who, because we got cameras everywhere, so you was the one that threw that bottle? Yeah, I would put that on top of your warrant, go to jail. Just because COVID's going on 19, they're going to give you a ticket, they're going to put you to jail, and the main ones they're looking and starting with is you black folks. So I advise you black folks, if you really for real, to back up.
Okay, well, sorry to break in and rub. Hold up, slow down. Bing, 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 another round. That's our show for tonight. So, hey, don't forget Karma Cafe, the only cafe without no menus, but you will be served what you deserve. Every Thursday night, we'll talk about community issues, relationship issues, whether it be friends or lovers, family, whatever it is. So you don't get 30 days. This is a place you can call in and woo-sa, put people on blast legally. So let's see if Miss Unbelievable got any last words, and then we're going to get up out of here because I got to work tonight. I'm pretty sure these kids at this youth shelter tonight, I'm pretty sure they're going to be turned up about everything that's going on. I like giving back, and that's one thing I like working with them, to give them insight. Like, you know, I know a lot of young people right now are just pissed off, but they don't know how to use that rage. Me as an OG, I got to give them direction on how to use that rage so you just don't go out there and get yourself killed trying to prove you tough and you angry. You got to do it the right way. Any last words before we get up out of here, Miss Unbelievable from SoulLetMeSpeak.com?
You know what? No justice, no peace if we can't have peace. See y'all tomorrow. You know, this conversation is probably going to take us for a while. It doesn't end here. So definitely hit us up on the Monster page if y'all need to talk, if y'all need to woosaw. We will give you the numbers that you need to get help, whatever. Have a good night. Be safe. These streets is hot. Don't you go out there if you ain't ready. If you ain't ready for what you're going to see, I advise you to stay home. All right, y'all. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace. Love y'all. Bye. We out.
right. So I'm out of here. Remember, if you didn't do nothing special today, you still got tomorrow to be able to wake up and do something monstrous. I'm DJ E Monster. Remember, go to MonstarsRadio.com. Check out our 24-hour stream, and we'll holler at your ass tomorrow for Friday Night Live. Catch y'all later. Peace.